This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I'm thinking a defining phrase of 2020 when all is said and done will be deep cleaning. For instance, there was word what's called the North Star Mall in San Antonio was closed for deep cleaning this week after a shopper tested positive for this COVID-19. A casino in Oregon also got deep cleaning. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on what businesses are doing to prevent outbreaks and to avoid legal liability.
When you need to sanitize your business, you call people like Thomas Licker of Infection Control Technologies in central New Jersey.
We have seen a surge in phone calls and business opportunities.
Licker's in the biorecovery business. You know, the people in the hazmat suits. He says he's 50% busier than usual. He got three calls just in the half hour I talked to him.
Schools, institutions, colleges, you know, people are scared.
There's no law mandating deep cleaning, but besides helping keep customers and workers healthy, the extra elbow grease is a good legal defense, says attorney Melissa Peters with Littler Mendelson. Although Peters also says businesses aren't likely to be sued as long as they're doing basic cleaning.
If they are following the guidelines that are being put out by organizations like the CDC and the World Health Organization, I think it would be very hard to find them negligent.
McDonald's is taking no chances, issuing its own guidelines, recommending stores use peroxide to clean and sanitize. Keith Miller owns three Subway shops near Sacramento. Subway is also sending out cleaning reminders. Plus, all of Miller's workers wear gloves and...
You know, if you scratch your head, you touch your face, anything, moved your hat, you have to change your gloves.
Miller's required by law to provide a safe workplace for his employees. He's telling workers to stay home if they're sick. They get three sick days a year. But the virus still keeps him up at night.
Of course you worry about that, because then there's an outbreak at your store. And even if you can't get sued, you're probably shut down by the health department for a while. And yet you haven't necessarily done anything wrong.
Miller says you can only do so much. You can't wipe off the door every time customers come in or make them prove they don't have the coronavirus. You can't even make them wash their hands. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.